Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for our one-year anniversary, that's right, November 1st, 2011, episode 262, sponsored today by Pfizer Animal Health. Good morning, horse people.
Fred, you remembered.
How could I ever forget the happiest day of my life?
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Wow, that was the Flintstones.
That is one of my favorite happy anniversaries ever, the Flintstones. Happy anniversary, Jamie.
Yes, absolutely happy anniversary. I just, you know, I mean, one entire year of this, I never thought it would happen. I never thought that there would be a broadcasting job out there that would entail talking about my favorite thing in the entire world, horses. But you made that happen, and I want to take a moment just to thank you, boss, because, you know, your vision gave a whole awful lot of us a reason to get up in the morning and go to work that we were excited about. You know, there's a slew of Horse Radio Network employees that you created from this crazy thing you call, like, kind of your vision or your dream or your moment of psychoticness.
Yeah, I think that's more like Selena and I saying, let's just do a show. Let's just do a show because we both need something fun to do. That's pretty much how it started.
Well, but, you know, bless the heart of your dear sweet wife who tolerates you on a daily basis with your crazy ideas. But, no, seriously, 1 year of this has been, you know, an absolute pleasure, and I just really appreciate the opportunity. And fantastic brain idea that you had, and it's working. And all the listeners and I would like to thank you for having this fantastic idea of beginning the Horse Radio Network.
Well, it's been fun. You know, this is my dream job, too. So it's one of those things that I've been a performer all my life, so it was fun to finally get out of being in sales and back to performing again, and I just did it in a little different way. It's been with radio. So it's been fun working with you, too. We're going to talk a little bit about how all this started a little bit later for all the new listeners. And we're going to have some fun today. Jennifer's going to tell us about that. We have a lot planned for today. So, Jennifer, what's coming up?
On today's Pfizer Animal Health Tuesday edition, we've got draft horses on tap. Oh, that's a pun. Draft horses on tap. How about that? For our birthday bash. I didn't even catch that one. Clydesdale. It's all about beer. Well, more accurately, not the world champion Clydesdale, but his owner, Laura Gookin, is going to be here to tell us all about their adventure, and I believe that was up in Canada, was it not?
Yes. No, it was here. It was here in the United States.
Oh, okay. Yep. Then here in the U.S. After that, it's all about equine anecdotes and horsey adventures. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the fireworks.
Well, thank you, everybody. This is my Daily Whinny today. Well, my Daily Whinny goes out to my co-host Jamie and my lovely wife Jennifer for putting up with me every single morning. And you know, for Jennifer, you know, she has to put up with me on 24 hours a day. But Jamie has to put up with me when she first wakes up in the morning very early, before she's even had her coffee. She has to come to a meeting with me. a pre-show meeting with me, which has got to be one of the most difficult things she does every day. So I appreciate that, Jamie, because I've already been up for 4 hours. I get up at 4 o'clock every morning. So I'm up, ready, raring to go, and Jamie's just, like, crawling out of bed, and I'm like, good morning. She's like, I didn't have my coffee yet. So I appreciate that. And also to all of our listeners, how great it is. We started out, I looked back at the numbers, and we had about 200 listeners to our first episode, and now it's thousands of listeners. So we appreciate everybody that's come on aboard along the way. And to all of you, and I know there's a lot of you out there that have listened to every episode of Horses in the Morning, and then we have a few members of the charter members of the Horse Radio Network who have listened to every episode of every show. So to you crazy people, thank you very much. I appreciate that. So my daily Winnie goes out to all our listeners. Thanks for being here, and we hope to bring you many more years of fun entertainment. And we did get a bunch of voicemails from listeners all about or just wishing us the best here. So let's play one of those. Dawn Bailey, who I know is a regular listener, sent in this.
Hi, Horses in the Morning. Jamie, Glenn, and Jennifer. This is Dawn Bailey from Eatonville, Washington. Congratulations on your first year show. I think I've been listening to about since show 5 or so. So anyway, I enjoy it every morning, and I love you guys. I always have to listen to it afterwards because you guys get up too early. I will listen to you the rest of the week. Bye.
Well, thank you, Dawn. We appreciate you listening.
Dawn, if you want to start a petition online to make this show a little later in the day, I would be happy to sign that, as it is currently 6 o'clock in the morning over here on the West Coast. Now, at least I am not mired in, I don't know, you're in Washington. What do they have, 14 feet of snow by now? So enjoy that, Dawn. But we do want to encourage all of our, anybody listening right now live, between 6, obviously, and 7:30 my time, which is Arizona time, or, you know, 9 and 10:30 Eastern. If you're listening right now, go ahead and give us a call, 347-637-3238. We would love to hear from you and just, you know, let us know that you're listening live. It's our one-year anniversary. We're celebrating. That's a major job security in a broadcasting world. One whole year of being on the same radio show. I don't think I've ever done that before. Just kidding.
And you've been in radio for years.
Yeah, 10 years of it. Man, this is the best one ever. It's like dating a guy. It's like before I met Chad, I'd never dated a guy longer than a year. Well, with Chad, I've been together almost 4 years. It's just like, this is the most stability I've ever had in my life.
You know, that says something. That says something more for Chad than I think it does for you, to be honest.
He's crazy. He is crazy. I got two. So start with Well, I posted this on Facebook and I mailed it to Jennifer, so maybe she can post it on the page too. Is speaking of Chad, he had his very first jumping lesson yesterday in the arena with a helmet on. On my big 16-2 hand warm blood, he rode his first jumping lesson. Now, Glenn, you're supposed to ask me, how'd the jumping go?
How'd the jumping go?
We didn't get to that yet. But we will. It was a little bit slower start than I thought, and we have figured out why. The moment he asked the horse to canter, he shoves his hand forward, both of them, and then especially the left one, shoves his hand forward and lifts it straight up in the air, to which my horse goes, gas brake, gas brake.
Well, you know what he's doing, don't you? He's flying his airplane.
We figured it out. The moment he sits back to ask the horse to canter, he shoves his left hand forward like he's pushing down the afterburner in the airplane.
I'm trying to fly him.
Dude.
Don't you find yourself pulling on the steering wheel on the tractor?
I'm like, you can't do that. You're telling him, go stop. Go stop. This is not an airplane. There's no button that you hit to get it to go faster. faster. Like, you have to hold your hands low and steady.
You got to think about it, though. God, he's an ace pilot and Top Gun, actually. And so he's flown how many thousands of hours? That's just instinct to him.
I think he's almost at 3,000 hours in an F-16. So that just means he's old. Yeah, so he's got a lot of experience. And I'm sure it's going to be hard to train it out of him. But we'll keep practicing.
Which
horse
was he riding? Which horse was he trying to take his jumping lesson on?
He was on Demure, my dear sweet angel Warmblood, who has been with me for, almost 10 years. And has tolerated me venting and doing all sorts of stuff. So Demure has learned that patience is a virtue because he tolerated me for so long. And so he doesn't do anything unless he's told. But he will not do it unless he's told correctly. which can be challenging for a horse husband trying to canter around an arena collected with your left hand about 6 feet in the air higher than your right hand.
Well, I got to give him credit, though, to even for a horse husband of, you know, who hasn't ridden a whole lot, to attempt to jump is a huge feat.
It is, and he's just competitive enough to want to try it. He went to one of my horse trials and saw everybody out there running cross country, and he thought, well, if I'm going to ride a horse, that's what I want to do. So, you know, adventure at heart. I don't think I'll ever get him to compete because he swears he will not wear riding pants and will never do a dressage test. But maybe I can get him, you know, to school cross country with me sometime. So, yeah, definitely Daily Winnie for my dear sweet husband who wore his Tipperary helmet for the first time ever.
Well, Glenn Forrester our Facebook page. Does the horse have an ejection seat? Yes, Glenn, every horse has an ejection seat. That comes. You don't even have to press the button sometimes, and you're ejected. So.
What was that movie, Aladdin, where they're sitting on the magic carpet, and he's like, exits, emergency exits are here, 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 here. That's like a horse. And the real serious one goes to Three Chimneys Farm. My God, this is awesome. You know, we've been talking so much about rescuing thoroughbreds and rehoming thoroughbreds and giving thoroughbreds a second job that I joined Three Chimneys Farm's Facebook page because you never know when the good news comes out and stuff, and Lane's End just published their stallion roster and prices. So I was like, I want to know what Three Chimneys is doing because they have Big Brown and I'm a huge fan. Anyway, so I looked on their Facebook page, and this is what they have right there. Are you, in a quote, are you interested in owning a retired racehorse? Three Chimneys assists clients in finding suitable homes for their retired runners like Woodford, Manhattan. Email Jen, J-E-N, at threechimneys.com to be added to the list, and you'll be notified whenever we have a horse looking for his second calling. You know, they don't have to do that.
I know, and you know that most of them don't, so that's really proactive for one of these big farms. That one's right down the street from us here.
I have goosebumps. I have never seen a big, giant thoroughbred farm like that offer up the assistance to their owners about their retired horses. I round of applause for Three Chimneys. I'm signing up just because, because that's what we do. And I know Jen is currently sending her email to jen@threechimneys.com.
No, no.
Between Thoroughbred Connect and Three Chimneys Farm.
If you don't own a retired racehorse and you live in Lexington, Kentucky, there's something wrong with you. It's like every farm has to have a cat. Every person in Kentucky has to own a thoroughbred. So, you know, Jen, you have to fill your quota.
Okay. All of these ways for people to find OTTBs is terrific for the horse, not so terrific for the horse husband. Just laying that out there.
Well, my horse husband owns an OTTB, so it's only fair that I get one too.
Dr. Jen, who we have on the show all the time, you have to keep in mind that Dr. Jen's husband is now a bigger eventer than she is. And it started out the way Chad's starting out right now. So, you know, he could be taking all the resources and all the money and eventing himself here shortly. That whole thing about dressage could go away.
I fully support that because I will then go too. That just means I got the green light to compete, okay? Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to... I wanted to apologize for yesterday, everybody. We heard from Blog Talk Radio, and they apparently had a power outage in the Northeast up in New England, I guess, is where they had the servers that put out the shows. So that's what happened, is we ended up getting booted offline yesterday as one of the shows. Just so happened that they had their power outage at the exact time our show was on the air. So we hope that you forgive us for yesterday. And we will, Omega Alpha, wanted to let them know, too, that we'll be helping them out tomorrow and appreciate their patience in getting yesterday, or not getting yesterday's show out as it was. I also wanted to go over some of the numbers with you, seeing it's our first year anniversary here and all of you have made it what it is. I wanted to go over some of the numbers with you, and here are some of them. We have put out 262 episodes of Horses in the Morning. And that means that we have obviously done them almost every day. I don't think we've missed an episode except for yesterday. We've had over 400 guests, thousands of listeners now. More people listen on iTunes than anywhere else, which is a big change over the last 6 months. We have more listeners that listen later in the day. We always knew that, but they were usually listening off a website or one of our players on one of our affiliates. But now most people have listened off of iTunes by 2-1 now. So horse people are starting to figure out technology, Jamie. We're catching up.
I'm proud.
And now the Horse Radio Network, just to give you some numbers there, because we have a very exciting number coming up that we've never hit before. We have done over 1,600 episodes of the various shows over the last 3 years, with over 2,000 guests from the horse world have been on our shows. Tens of thousands of listeners to all the shows around the world that listen around the world. Matter of fact, we just had a listener we'll talk about a little bit later in the show today, Mel Donald, who's a regular listener from Australia. So, hello, Mel. And this is the number that we have never hit before, and it gives me goosebumps thinking about it. I don't know about you, Jamie, but we are now approaching, with all the shows on the Horse Radio Network, 1 million downloads. We are going to hit it during the month of November, 1 million downloads of the shows for this year. That's just this year. So
that's awesome.
Isn't that cool? And, you know, when I first started this, people said, you can't do 10 different shows, because my goal was always to do 10 different shows. Now we're there. And they said, you can't do 10 different shows. Nobody's going to listen to that many different shows about horses. But that just goes to show that everybody likes their own niche. They like certain things to listen to, just like in the real life, in the regular world.
Right. And I think with all these numbers that Glenn is shoving down your throat right now, first of all, be proud.
Because I'm happy.
You know, he's very happy. He's like a kid at Christmas. The second thing is, we would like you to take this to work with you and let your bosses know that we are currently accepting advertisers and that, you know, be a part of that 1 millionth download, okay? You can totally be a part of it. If you have a company or you have anything like that, go ahead. Just go ahead and advertise with us. It's affordable. Glenn would be happy to tell you all about that, too.
That's exactly right. Thanks for the plug there, Jamie. I appreciate it. Hey, we have some callers coming in. Let's take a couple callers quick, and then we're going to get to the winner of our costume contest that we had over the last couple of days. First, let's say hello to Rick Conley, who we know is a regular listener, real quick. Hello, Rick. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Glenn. A happy anniversary to you and to Jen and to Jamie. That's quite a milestone for somebody who just had a vision at one point in time and made something out of it.
It could have been a nightmare. I'm not sure yet, Rick. We're still trying to determine that.
Rick,
Jamie thinks,
hold up.
Jamie thinks it's a nightmare some morning.
Well, you know what's a nightmare is having Rick here on the phone, because he is always on your side, Glenn, and Rick is never
yes,
on my
is.
Side.
I think there was one time back in February. Well, it was in March. But anyway, I'm not always on Glenn's side. Just most of the time.
Thank you for being part of the Nation there, Rick. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi and say congratulations and keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you listening every day.
Hey, I'm there. Talk to you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you, Rick.
Part of the Man
Be
Nation
nice
right
to
there.
Be nice to me. You're a sweetheart. You're my favorite.
Let's say hello to the first co-host of the first show here on the Horse Radio Network, our friend Helena. Good morning, Helena.
Good morning, and happy anniversary to you guys.
Well, thank you. You know, we just rolled over 3 years with Helena not too long ago. 3 years that Helena and I have been, every week we've been doing a show together, and we haven't run out of things to talk about yet.
No, and Jamie, I'll always be on your side.
Hey.
Thanks, girlfriend. I love that you got my back.
Oh, yeah. I'm like the best wing girl out there.
You more than anyone know what it's like to sit here on the opposite end of the phone with this very exciting Glenn the Geek. Nobody knows better than you.
Nope. I get it. I feel your pain, and I'm here for you.
Yeah,
are you
going
to sign the petition? Go ahead,
Yeah, I know. I hear that coming. But see, Helena actually is the one that taught me to calm down to the point where I am.
No,
wait a minute.
What exactly did
you
do?
Calm down?
My ADD was worse back at the beginning, wasn't it, Helena? I've gotten better, I think, as I get older. I'm just more tired. I'm not sure which.
I think the buttons and bells and levers on your box there have gotten better.
Helena, do you have a safe word that you say to him to get him to calm down? Because
yes,
I would like to know
that. I do. It's called shut up.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly.
Shut up, Glenn.
Okay. Good to know.
You know, no,
to know.
I have to say, I'm as the big sister here at the Horse Radio Network, or the middle sister. Glenn's Jennifer's the big sister. As the middle sister here, I am very proud of Horses in the Morning. I'm a listener. I don't always call in, but I am a listener. I listen after the fact because who knows what I'm doing at 9 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, I have to say that you always make me smile. No matter what the topic is, I find myself, my face hurts a little bit after listening to you guys, and I realize it's just because I'm grinning. And that's a really nice way to start the day.
Well, that's terrific. Aww. Thank you very much for that, Helena. That's very nice.
All right, and I have to put in a plug for my favorite charities here in the New England area.
Okay, plug away.
Okay. We had a while back on Sable Scoop, we featured an organization called the Boston Mounted Park Rangers Unit, and it's called Save Boston's Horses, and they are they're having some tough times raising the money that they need to pay the city of Boston in order to keep this mounted unit alive. And they have to raise $60,000 to give to the city of Boston by January. They are having a lovely event in Boston on November 7th. Tickets are a bit pricey, but boy, does it go to a good cause. And what I want you to do is log on to SaveBostonHorses.org. And all the information about this organization is up there, links to donate, information about the horses. They're beautiful. They're so gentle. And the officers are great with public relations. So go to SaveBostonHorses.org.
Hey, Helena, I want you to, I can tell you're passionate about it, and I respect and admire that, and thank you for doing the work you're doing with them, but go ahead and post that on our Facebook page, because I think people are too sleepy to remember that right now. So your responsibility is to SaveBostonHorses.org, and go ahead and post that on our Facebook page, and we love you. Thanks so much for calling in on our 1 year.
My pleasure. Hugs and kisses to you both.
Bye, Helena.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
And Angela is also on the phone. Is this Angela from Horse Girl TV?
This is. Happy anniversary, guys.
Oh,
well,
thank
hey,
you, Angela.
Happy day, I guess, for you. I was noticing the other day, I am so jealous of your Facebook page fans. Oh, my God, you have thousands and thousands.
They're super fun to communicate with, too. They're really quick with responses when we post stuff. So that's pretty exciting for me.
And, Angela, oh, you are 6 years doing that video podcast of yours?
We're at 5.5 now. It'll be 6 years on May 1st when we launch the first episode, the pilot episode of Horse Girl TV. Yeah. So you guys are having a year for Horses in the Morning, and I don't know how many hundreds of episodes. Kudos to you guys for I don't know how you guys pull it off. 5 episodes a week live. I could not imagine the production that Jennifer has putting together the guests. You guys are amazing.
Well, we have to give
Angela.
Her, thank you for doing that, Angela, because we do have to give Jennifer credit. She is the one that books all the guests, and she's the one that keeps Jamie and I straight, which is a job in itself. That's like 20, 24 hours a day right there.
Awesome.
I was going to take the other angle and go, clearly you haven't listened to the show, because Glenn and I have no idea what we're talking about at the time.
But you guys have fun, and you provide education, you provide entertainment, you wake up people in the morning, they enjoy the horses in the morning, and it's just an awesome thing what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you, Angela. We appreciate it. You know, of course, we love, you know, I was one of your biggest fans from, what, day one, I think?
Day one.
All the way back?
We've known each other for years now, but actually, oh, yeah, we did meet one time in person at the cafeteria at the games.
That's right. We met one time. I've known you for years. We've talked for years, and I've been following your show. You know, Angela's like the queen of Equestrian New Media because she's the one that really started Equestrian New Media for all of us. So I have to thank you for that, too, Angela, because you really did start this for all of us, and we appreciate you for that.
Thanks, Glenn. Hey, maybe I can come back on the show when we launch our new site or something, because we're working on a new site that's going to have a lot of different stuff, kind of revisiting some of the old look and feel, but with a modern twist. So, and some, you know, some new things as far as video players go and embed options and stuff. So,
you know, I wish I could do that personally. You know, I wish I could relook or you know, revisit some of my old look and feel, but I haven't figured out a way to do that yet without plastic surgery.
I'll let you know if I figure it out.
Okay, good. Thanks, Angela. We'll talk to you later. Thank you very much.
Happy anniversary.
Horse Girl TV.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Angela.
Hey, look who's on the phone here. We have Robert Dunn, one of our most faithful listeners. Hello, Robert.
Well, good morning. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you, Robert.
Yay.
Appreciate that. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's actually the sun's coming up finally, so that's good.
Now, Robert, I know that you can't always listen live. You do listen recorded sometimes, right?
The only day I get to listen live on Mondays. That's my day off, but otherwise I listen on my iPod.
Ah, okay. Cool.
So I think, Robert, what I saw the other day on Facebook was explain to everybody why you think you have – had the weirdest experience while listening to one of our shows. Because I think you win.
I had the weirdest... I don't remember what you're talking about.
You posted it on our Facebook page like a week ago. What you were doing when you were listening to our show.
Oh, I was taking a... I was making a wig bigger when I was listening to the show.
That just sounds funny, Robert.
Who does that?
A wig master.
So, yeah,
so is that
Robert
your official
does...
title, wig master?
I'm sorry, what?
Is that your official title, wig master?
It is.
Oh.
That is fantastic. So what Robert does is he makes wigs, but this particular day you were making a wig bigger and more, I guess, fabulous for whatever the upcoming attraction was there at your, go ahead and plug your theater for us.
Well, that was for a different theater, but I work at the Children's Theater Company in Minneapolis, and actually we go into dress rehearsals for The Wizard of Oz this week.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
That's fun.
Yeah, so I get to go to work. I don't know if you saw the pictures of the green and the pink wigs I posted on Facebook, but those are for Munchkins in Wizard of Oz.
You dress the munchkins.
I do dress munchkins.
We don't talk about those here on the show, though.
The lollipop kids. The lollipop. Hey, we can talk about munchkins, Glenn. We just can't talk about those other little orange creatures that are in Willy Wonka, okay?
Munchkins, that's okay, right. Okay. I just wanted to clarify. Trying to get me in trouble here, Robert. Thank you, Robert. We appreciate you listening, and thank you so much for calling us today.
All right. Have fun.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Robert.
If you'd like to call us, it's 347-637-3238. And, of course, we wouldn't be doing these shows at all here without our sponsors. So why don't you tell us about Pfizer Animal Health, Jamie?
I would love to. We would like to thank Pfizer for being a part of today's show. And Pfizer Animal Health is, of course, the leading manufacturer of animal health products in North America and international markets. And Pfizer Animal Health's tried and true line of vaccines include West Nile Innovator, the first vaccine developed to help protect against equine West Nile virus, Innovator combination vaccines, and FluVac Innovator vaccine line, and many other quality products. On a side note, if your vet does not use these, you can request them, because there are some sketchier vaccines out there. You might as well go with the tried and true line of Pfizer. At Pfizer Animal Health, they're passionate about the health and wellness of horses and all animals. For more information about Pfizer Animal Health's products, visit PfizerAnimalHealth.com. That is P-F-I-Z-E-R AnimalHealth.com.
Well, and we want to thank everybody for all their good wishes on our Facebook page, too. Lots of messages coming in from there. And we had one yesterday that came in by voicemail from an old friend.
Hi, this is a one-year anniversary message from Liam at the Equestrian Social Media Awards. Just want to say happy birthday to you. All the very best. You guys do such an amazing job. Thank you so much for everything you've done for us. And here's to many more. Bye now.
Thank you, Liam. We love you guys over at the Social Media Awards, and we hope that we get to do that show again this year with the winners. That was so much fun. Talk about an action-packed show. I think we had 15 guests on in one show. So
Thanks, Liam.
Thank you, Liam.
We
love you guys.
We appreciate it. We love you listening, and I totally do an accent just for you, my mate.
Liam just fell off his chair and is not getting up today. He's going to the pub after that.
Me too. Me too!
Well, let's get to our guest today. We have a guest that I wanted to have on here because I came across this on Facebook. And I saw a picture of her absolutely unbelievably huge horse. And remember last week or the week before, we talked about the World Championships for the Clydesdales was happening. We talked a little bit about that and how they were having their World Champions. Of course, Clydesdales are one of the most recognized draft horses out there, thanks to the Budweiser Clydesdales and all the wonderful commercials. Well, we have with us somebody that is very happy this year, and that is Laura Gukin, who is, I hope I'm saying that right, who has the world grand champion Clydesdale Stallion and also the best Canadian-born stallion from that show. His name is Dr. Pepper. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Glenn.
Well, thank you so much for being on with us today. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
This is a big boy.
Yes, he is.
Tell us how big he is. He looks like he's like 18, 19 hands tall.
Well, he's 18-1, and although we don't actually have a household scale for him to step on, we estimate him at about probably 2,400 pounds.
Oh, my God. Okay, for everybody out there, that's a ton plus.
Yeah.
First of all, we did have a Percheron that was a little bit smaller than him. Finding a horse trailer that they fit in is always something that's a challenge too, isn't it? Something you don't think about until you try and get them in a regular horse trailer, and they have to like fold in half.
Well, exactly. We do have two different horse trailers here, and we order them straight from the manufacturer, so we have an 8-foot height clearance. Your standard horse trailers can run 6 foot and a few inches, 7 foot, that sort of thing. But when you get someone the size of Dr. Pepper and he's not really in the habit of dropping his head too often, you got to make comfortable accommodations for him.
Well, tell us about Dr. Pepper, the world champion.
Well, gosh, we purchased Dr. Pepper from a gentleman named Greg Gallagher out of Saskatchewan, and Dr. Pepper was a three-year-old at the time. We brought him in to be our herd sire. He has given us two foal crops thus far, and we have five mares in foal to him for 2012. The World Clydesdale Show occurs every 4 years, and we kind of were toying with the idea of possibly taking Dr. Pepper, and during the time leading up to the show, things kind of came into line. It's a pretty decent trip from California to Wisconsin, and we made arrangements to send three horses up to a great family, Don and Carrie Lowe's, up in Ontario, Canada, to prepare the horses for us. And from there, they brought them into Madison last week for the show.
Cool. Now, did you have an inkling that Dr. Pepper, by the way, I love the name Dr. Pepper because so many draft horse names are like Mike and Bill and Bob, you know. I'm so glad that we have a draft horse here that ended up winning world champion that has a cool name. So now, because ours were Joe and Sarge. So we were right in there with the boring name. So
right.
Did you have an inkling that Dr. Pepper had a shot at this? And how many was he competing against?
Gosh. Well, there were over 600 horses at the World Clydesdale Show. I don't know the exact stallion count. Essentially, Dr. Pepper was in the six-year-old and over class. They break him out by age group. They have the foals, the yearlings. The biggest class, I believe, was the 3 to 6 year old, the most competitive class, and then the six and over. So to even be in the class with all these world-class Clydesdales coming from all over the country, all over the continent, even some were brought in from the UK and Australia, it's just an amazing experience. Doc won his class, which gave him the opportunity to compete for the senior championship. And when he won that, he had the opportunity to compete for the grand champion, which he won. And then that put him in the class that competed against the grand champion mare and the grand champion gelding for the supreme champion horse. And he won that.
I didn't realize he won supreme champion.
Yes. On Sunday, Saturday, he won the Grand Champion and the Best Canadian Bred Clydesdale Stallion. And then Sunday, he went on to compete for the Supreme Champion.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's neat stuff there. That's one in the world, basically. Do you do anything with your horses? And how many Clydes do you have, by the way?
Oh, you were going to ask that question, Glenn.
is your husband listening?
yes, he is. We have 33 Clydesdales as of today.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of poop. That's a lot of poop. You know, one thing about the bigger horses is they make a bigger mess in the stalls. That's the reason Jennifer says I'm never allowed to have a draft horse again, because she says, you know, you have to clean that stall every day because it's just a whole lot. But 33 of them, that's a lot of draft horses.
It is. But we've got them in varying sizes, so they're not all as big as Dr. Pepper.
Good thing. So now, do you ride them, drive them?
All of the above. We breed. We show. We've got a couple that ride, several that drive. We've got a number of weanlings and yearlings, of course, and some two-year-olds. So they're basically, some of them are halter horses, but we really don't start working with them extensively until they're 2 years old or over, you know, for the riding and the driving.
I just had a listener email me this morning in regard to another show we did where we mentioned Clydesdales, and she emailed pictures of her daughter on their Clydesdale doing 3-foot jumper classes. And it was amazing to see that these big horses can still get over jumps.
It is scary to think of the things they can. We haven't had it happen often, but on occasion we've had a jumper, and you don't think that something that big can, you know, do the things that the light horses do. But we've had friends that actually have cut cows on theirs, and you know, if they can't really move around that fast, they just block them.
Yeah, I was going to say, to scare the cows to death is what they do. It's like, they're going
exactly.
the other way.
Exactly. But they'll do dressage. Just about any equine event, the big horses can do, as long as there's a spot big enough for those feet.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, 33 of these, I'm impressed with that number because I, you know, and the other, Jamie, I got to tell you, one of the coolest things about owning a draft horse, and we had quite a few acres when we had our first big horses like that. And one of the coolest things, and I think Laura's probably going to agree with this, is when they would come running across the field, the earth moved. I mean, it just, the earth shook. And it was one of the, Jennifer will remember that, it was one of the most incredible sounds is hearing these hooves, and you actually felt the earth moving. Now, you have that same experience, I imagine, with more of them like that.
Oh, yes. We've got one paddock that's probably a couple acres, and we've got six of the brood mares in it. And a lot of them are our babies, our own foals that we've raised to mature mares, and now they're in foal themselves. And so they see you coming, and they just come running to the gate, and it is. It's the earth moves. It's a life-altering experience.
It is when you're standing on the inside of the gate, Jamie, and you see these guys running towards you. That I always learned to wait on the outside of the gate until they were done running towards you, because it stands the hair up on the back of your neck when you see a couple of these coming at you.
Oh yeah, wow. They're big kids.
Were yours like mine in that the Percherons are very careful around their humans, and they're very conscientious, because one of the things, you know, when a horse steps on your foot. Your foot hurts for a little bit, and, you know, it gets a little bit black and blue. And I'm sure, Jamie, you've had horse step under your feet. But when a 2,400-pound horse accidentally just steps on your foot, it hurts.
A lot. But you're right. Actually, I find that the babies tend to be more problematic with hitting your feet than the actual big adult Clydesdales. When the babies spook at something or they're insecure, they kind of lean towards you to save them, and they seem to tag your feet a little more often. Your big guys, as you said, are pretty conscientious of where you are, and they don't want to knock you over, that kind of thing. And they're particularly good with kids. They're just great around children.
You must have a barn with very tall ceilings.
Yes, but being in Southern California, our barn doesn't get a lot of use. Most of the time the horses are out in their pasture and paddock areas. The barn we use primarily for foaling, and of course if there's bad weather and we've got babies, we keep them up. But other than that, unless someone's nursing an injury or an illness, or we're preparing for show, or we're trying to keep those feathers white, they're out and about.
Well, that's terrific. Well, this is so much fun. You know, I just love draft horses, and Clydesdales are, you know, are, as I said, they're the ones, when everybody thinks of a draft horse, they first think of a Clydesdale, and it's because of horses like Dr. Pepper that we're going to keep that going. So congratulations. Did it go to his head, by the way? Is he walking around with his head 16 feet tall and over everybody else bragging the whole time, or has he gotten over it now?
Well, you know, he's always had his head 16 feet above before this happened. So, no, he just loves the attention. So whatever the reason for it is, he's up for that.
Well, thank you so much. What's your website where everybody can check it out?
It's www.somewherefarm.com, and we also have a Facebook page for Somewhere Farm Clydesdales.
All right, real quick question from a listener. What size shoe does Doc wear?
Doc wears a size 11. So he had to he had to have custom shoes made. I think the 10.5 is the last of the standard press shoe for the Scotch Bottom show shoe. So for the World Show, he had a custom made 11.
Oh my God. Well, on that note, thank you, Laura, for being with us. We appreciate it. It's somewherefarm.com. Thank you so much, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much, Glenn. It was a joy. Bye bye.
Bye bye. And we have a caller on the line here that we're going to need to congratulate as well, although I don't think her horse wears a size 11. And that is Jessica Phoenix, gold medalist at the Pan Am Games and Eventing. Congratulations, Jessica.
Thank you, Glenn.
Holy cow. You know, you were our first guest on the first show on November 1st, 2010, 1 year ago today. You were our first guest. And we were talking. Do you remember what our conversation was about?
No.
It was about you going face first into the water at WEG. You have come a long way since then, girlfriend.
Yeah, thank you.
How excited were you? I mean, this is a big deal.
This is a huge deal. It's a dream come true, and just to be surrounded by the group of people and the teammates that we had down there, it was just an amazing weekend.
Jessica, tell us what it was like when you were crossing the finish line in stadium and you knew you won.
Well, when I crossed the finish line, I knew we had gone clear jumping, but the time was so tight, so I had to wait until I was through the next corner in order to look back at the clock, and when I saw that we were 2 seconds under, I just started crying. It was just overwhelming, and I never cry. I am not a very emotional person, and it's just it just overcame me. So it was incredible.
Well, looking at the pictures of you about made me cry. So, and I am a crier. So, you know, go ahead and brag about your horse just a little bit, because I know he's just been had just such an amazing year.
He has been incredible. I've never sat on a horse that is mentally that competitive. He knows what every single phase is all about. I mean, he goes into the dressage ring and he just puffs his chest out and he just works it. He's just a pleasure to be around. He's just amazing. I just sometimes I'm lost for words with him.
And
cross country, he just gets his game face on and he's ready. He's so straight and he's so efficient, covering ground, and just so brave and bold. And then in show jumping, he's just really careful and just knows his job all the way around. And I'm just so thankful to have the ride on that horse.
Now, tell everybody his name and what breed he is and a little just a little bit about and what is his barn name, too?
Oh, his barn name is Roddy Baby.
Roddy. Roddy Baby. That's on his halter, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, his barn name's Roddy. His show name is Pavarotti.
Pavarotti.
Yes. He's a 9-year-old Westphalian gelding. He's owned by Don Good. And he's the sweetest horse to work around in the barn. He's just, he's a bit of a romancer. He likes to cuddle. And he's a real gentleman. I can't say enough good things about him.
And what is his favorite treat? Because I'm going to make sure you get some in the mail. Because for me, his top body is like the bomb. What is he like?
Well, actually Macintosh Proline just came out with new treats, and they have peppermint and carrot flavors. And his favorite are definitely the peppermint.
Okay, Macintosh peppermint. Of course, it's probably, you know, it can't be just a regular peppermint because it's Pavarotti.
That's right. although he has been known to eat anything. He has an excellent appetite.
Okay, good. So it doesn't matter. So tell us, how is the baby?
The baby is fantastic. Little Jakey Bear. Actually, when we got home from Mexico, we flew into Orlando Airport, and my husband and Jacob were both there to meet me, which was a surprise.
Cool.
Because I know Joel was supposed to be flying out to Italy for a cow show, and he just said, he couldn't go. He's like, this is so exciting. We weren't able to be with you in Mexico, but they flew down to Orlando and surprised me.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
If Jacob got to go, because I don't know if you have to get a passport, because he's under two, right? How old is he?
Yeah, he's under two, but he has been traveling since the seventh day of his life, so he's had a passport for quite a while.
gotcha. More stamps than mine.
I wasn't sure about taking him to Mexico, and I wanted to be able to focus, and I didn't want to be worrying about him. Just as far as safety goes, because, I mean, you hear so many things about traveling through Mexico. So I thought it was best if we left him at home, just because I'd never been there before and I didn't really know what to expect.
Look at you being a good mom.
Was there
anything that happened traveling through Mexico? I mean, here you are, going to be in the Pan Am Games. Obviously, there's going to be... I would think people would cheer for you walking through the airport, you know.
You know what? The people were incredible. They were so supportive and just so happy that we were there and sharing in their country, and they have so much pride, and they're amazing. I mean, they were so friendly and supportive, and they did. They all wanted pictures and autographs, and it was a pretty amazing experience.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, gold medal at the Pan Am Games. You and Pavarotti, I'm so excited for you. We were thrilled to hear about you with that victory. And, you know, good luck in the future. What's next? Are you pointing towards London?
I hope so. Exponential is already qualified. So I think he would be hopefully the first choice. And then Pavarotti... we hope to move him up to the advanced level this spring and then do a three-star and have him qualified as well.
Well I got to tell you, Jessica, this is a long way from, what, almost 3 years ago now when you started, when you were our highlight rider on the World Equestrian Games radio show.
Isn't that wild?
You were this little kid who just was riding up there. I don't even know how we found you.
I don't either.
You're up there in Canada. And she was so cute and bubbly. She made great interviews, and we were just hoping that she could stay on because she's about your height, Jamie, and a little wee thing, and she's riding these great big horses, and it's like, oh, my God, we cringed every time we saw you ride. And now you're a gold medalist, so congratulations, and thank you so much for giving us a call this morning.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me on.
All right. Bye, Jess. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Glad you can hear her glowing.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, watching Pavarotti is just, I got to see some videos of him. Holy moly. I mean, Exponential is amazing. Pavarotti is the horse of her future, that is for sure. So, yay, congrats, Jess, and thanks for calling in on our 100th anniversary.
Well, you know, she was our first guest, so it's appropriate that she called today. You remember, too, though, she's always ridden horses that she knows. So, you know, her past horses that we've heard her ride and the Wag horse and everything were horses that she's owned. So this is kind of neat that she's got a client now that entrusted her with a horse to that caliber, and look what she's done with it. So that'll do a lot for her career as a rider, definitely. Terrific job. And if you want to look at something fun, go back and look at Jessica Phoenix on YouTube, and you'll see the spill we were talking about at the World Equestrian Games, which she recovered from and got out of. It was just one of the most incredible things in water that we had seen. It was an interesting video, for sure.
Hey, well, not all of us like to watch thrills and spills, okay? I like the thrills. I hate watching the spills. I don't watch that kind of stuff because it psychs me out. But
She got out of it.
Before we get to our song, which is one of my favorites, we've got a lot of people wishing us happy anniversary on Facebook, and one of those is my mama, and she's not even mad at you, Glenn. You're not even in trouble. She's just
that's the first.
I know. Happy anniversary and many more. I enjoy this so much, the show so much, at least when my computer is working. And at least three times a week I get a phone call going, I can't get the show. You guys went off the air. I'm like, Mom, we didn't go off the air. It's your computer.
We need to buy her a new computer.
I know. We'll woot that comment. It's also so wonderful to hear my daughter's exploits. I hear so much more online than on the phone. Have a happy day. Well, that's because I know you're listening, Mom. I don't have to retell stories.
See, we're good, too, because I know that Jennifer's mom listens. So we don't have to call her as much because of that, too. So we're both in the same boat there. This is nice.
It's awesome.
They get an hour and a half to hear every. You know what's funny now? See, our family that calls and says, you know, you haven't called. We don't know what you're up to. I say, we have a radio show. We talk about what we do every day. You can listen. That's what I've started saying.
My dad will call and go, what's been going on? I haven't heard from you. I'm like, why haven't you been listening? Just gets them in trouble.
Well, let's take a break for our song. You know, before we do that, there's another winner out there, and that winner is Pocket Stable. You can find Pocket Stable on your iPhone. If you have an iPhone, this is one application you need. If you're a horse person, you own horses, you need Pocket Stable. It keeps track of all of your farrier visits and your dental visits and vaccines and when they're due. It gives you reminders of all of that. You can even keep track of the weight of your horse. I wonder if it goes up to 2,400 pounds like Mr. Dr. Pepper. So you can keep track of all of that stuff right on your iPhone. This is something that definitely, if you have 33 draft horses in your yard, Laura, you need Pocket Stable. Just go to your app store, look for Pocket Stable, $3.99, one-time fee, that's it, and you own the thing. Or you can find it at pocketstable.com. And now, because you were dying to hear this song, I am doing it for you because it's our anniversary.
Packed up all his buckles, shipped his saddle to his dad. By the way the house looked, she must have took it bad. The workers come on Monday to fix the door, patch the walls. They say she just went crazy the night she got the call. He was up in Wyoming, drew a bull no man could ride. He promised her he'd turn out, well it turned out that he lied. And all the dreams that they'd been living in the California sand died right there beside him in Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that you can go down by the water and see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Just her diary by the bed that told about the fight they'd had and the words that she had said. When he told her he was riding, she said that I don't give a damn if you never come back from Cheyenne. They said she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Nobody can explain it. Some say she's still alive. They even claim they've seen her on the shoreline late at night. And if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne.
Hello, Horses in the Morning. This is Emily Haza from California, wishing you a happy anniversary. And I want to say thank you for your shows, all of your shows. I listen to every single episode of Horses in the Morning, and it makes my commute bearable, and it makes me feel closer to the horse community. Sometimes it feels a little lonely being a horse lover when all your friends are actors and things like that out here in L.A. So it's so fantastic to have a daily dialogue about horses. It makes me happy. Thanks so much. Have a great year and many more years of continued success.
Well, thank you, Emily, and thank you, everybody,
yeah,
for all your posting.
What'd she
say?
Horses in the Morning.
Wait a minute. Malfunction. Go ahead.
Oh, Emily, that was so sweet, and it's nice to know that you're, I mean, my God, what is a commute in L.A. like? Seriously, it's got to be forever. If you're commuting in Los Angeles, California, holy moly. So anyway, we do appreciate you listening. You guys are making me feel so warm and fuzzy with all these calls coming in.
Hey, Jamie, something we're going to hear about a little later towards the end of the show. And we're going to take, we have another caller coming in, but something we're going to hear about a little later is Jennifer went and did her polo lesson last night.
Oh, yeah. I got to know. How'd it go? It was
lesson day. Well, we posted a picture of it on our Facebook page of her looking all polo-like with a stick over her shoulder and looking all official on her horse with a funny name. And we're going to hear about that a little bit later in the show. Let's take our next caller. It's a friend from day one who I know listens to all the shows. And that's Michelle Bergeron. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, y'all. Happy anniversary.
Well,
hey,
thank you, Michelle. Appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome. Absolutely.
So, Michelle,
couldn't let this momentous day go by without calling in.
And Michelle is the one that she stayed with us during the World Equestrian Games, and her husband cooked for us the entire time, which was absolutely wonderful because he's a great cook down there in Louisiana. And, Michelle, we're still hoping to get down there sometime this winter to visit you.
Oh, it's so much better in the spring, but we'll take you in the winter.
Oh, your winter has to be better than here.
Oh,
still has
yeah,
to be better than,
definitely.
Yeah.
That's you can come and tell me how bad it isn't, because after 120 all summer, last week it was in the 50s around dusk, and I had three layers on, so you can come tell me it's really not that cold.
I feel you, girl. I'm with you.
I tell you.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
We
appreciate you giving us a call.
You bet. 10 more years.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Bye.
I don't know if Jamie will be able to stand me for 10 more years, to be honest with you, Michelle.
Give it a try.
we'll make an effort. hey, we've got another caller, and it's not my mama. Whose mama is this calling in, Glenn?
I think this is Jennifer's mama. Hello, Pat.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Horses in the Morning. Happy birthday to you.
Well, it would not have been complete without, see, Pat calls us on every birthday. She never forgets, and she sings happy birthday. So it wouldn't have been complete if we didn't get that happy birthday today.
Hey, and I can carry the tune a little bit better, too.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Are you sure this is not my mom? Because my mom does the exact same thing and calls me on my birth minute as well. So.
Hey, she's good. That's what I do. But, you
really?
Know, some of these guys grow up and get jobs and go to work, and they're in, like, God only knows where in the world. So you can't tell what time it is supposed to be when you call them.
Pat, I'm gonna sell out my mom here real quick. She knows the story I'm about to tell. Is that for my entire life, I'm a twin, and my brother was born 10 minutes after me. And my entire life, Pat, my mom called me at 7:28 every night, or called me or sang happy birthday at that time. The cake came at that time growing up, 7:28, and then my brother got his whole happy birthday song and wishes and cake at 7:38 every night.
Every night.
Check it out, every birthday. Until
that
I was 20.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Sure. Pat, pay attention, because the story goes on.
Oh.
Because at the age of 27 years old, I looked at my birth certificate and said, I wasn't born at 7:28. That woman had been singing the wrong time my entire life.
Oh, dear. What time were you born?
I was born at like 9:21 or something. I mean, it wasn't even close. So
she didn't want to disturb you that late. That was what.
Now that
yeah,
could be.
I'm sure. I'm sure that's it. So yeah,
would you really appreciate getting called at that hour?
You know what? It doesn't matter, Pat. It's your birthday. You're going to be up. So anyway, my mom and I have sorted it out, and I love her to pieces. And you calling in reminded me of my mom singing, because you sounded just like her. And so there you go. Jennifer, are you going to talk to your mom?
No.
See if I send you any more pictures of the yard that you grew up in with the snow on it. And the trees that fell down. And the trees that got chopped up.
And by the way, the front lawn looks lovely in snow.
It is pretty, isn't it?
In October.
Lordy.
I got to tell you, though, Jamie, you're the first one I've ever heard stop Pat in her tracks and say, listen, I like that. I'm going to try that next time.
I said, pay attention, because the story
is
not
ending.
You've got to
remember, I'm the mother-in-law.
Thanks
You're
for
not
calling
allowed
in,
to say
Pat.
That one.
Appreciate it.
Goodbye, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye. I hope
funny.
I wasn't too harsh. I hope I wasn't too harsh. No, it's a totally true story about my mama.
I gotta tell you, I almost fell off my ball, to be honest.
Like, this story has an end.
She's used to your meandering stories, I guess, that have no end. I guess that's what the problem is.
Oh, really? Is that what you pay me for? Speaking of, I would like to thank you. One year anniversary,
yeah.
I have now officially made like $12 from doing this show. So I really thank you for that.
Hey, you know, next year we'll give you a raise. We think we can handle 13.
Oh my God! Are you talking serious? Well, $1 a month has really been—I've been stretching it, not spending it all in one place. And
hey,
you're keeping
give
me dressed. Oh, hold on, I'm not done.
Oh,
yeah, you're keeping me dressed with the Horse Radio Network baseball caps, and we have to give one away.
Oh yeah. We
made a challenge last week to post the cutest picture of an animal, one of yours, an animal and a costume for Halloween. And there's one that I looked at through all of these with Chad, and there's one that we just could not stop laughing at. And so the winner of the Horse Radio Network hat is none other than James Garcia, who posted pictures, a lot of pictures, of Minnie's dressed in costumes, because what is cuter than that? And the winner is the jailbird Minnie. I don't know what he's doing with his face. It looks like he's like mid-Winnie, but it is awesomely evil. And to the cop, the person dressed up as a cop next to him, holding him, is just awesome. So winner, James Garcia. Congratulations.
Okay, now I want to thank you. Congratulations, James. I want you to notice where you should not carry your handcuffs when you're a police officer. Look at that picture again.
Probably not. Not a
anybody?
Great
Jennifer's going to repost this on our Facebook page, and you can see the winner there. So that it'll be the top of the page. You'd have to scroll quite a bit to find it anymore, I think. We're going to be coming up to our next guest here shortly, who I think is probably on the line now. Jennifer's going to check on that. But our next guest, of course, is Victoria Spicer from Horse and Country TV, because it is Tuesday, and that's what we do on Tuesday. And I also want to give a thank you for all the happy anniversaries from so many of you. One in particular, our friend Chrissy Joy, who actually has co-hosted this show before when Jamie's been out. She says, happy one-year anniversary to the first friends I ever made in Kentucky, and now I can proudly call family. I love you all. And then she says, hi, Beast, because she lived with us for 6 months here, and she knows the Beast very well. So the Beast actually liked her, Jamie. The Beast would tolerate Chrissy. That's our cat, everybody, for those who don't know.
That's pretty impressive. That is, I don't know what she just smells like, beef and cheese, you know, maybe that's what Chrissy likes. That's what the Beast likes her. I don't know. But cool.
All right. Let's take, wait a minute. There's somebody calling in next. That's not the guest I was expecting. Jamie, so say hello to the host of the Western radio show, Alan and Tammy, both of you.
Yeah, both of us.
Yes, we're both here.
We're getting along just good enough that we can make a conference call.
Together. It's got to be quick, though.
Yeah, exactly right. Sad part of it is we're going to throw Jamie in the mix, too. So
uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You know, here I was, Alan, excited about the call because I felt like we had come so far in our relationship. And here you are right off the bat slamming me. Tammy, I give you a hug through this computer. I am so sorry that you deal with this on a daily basis.
You know, Alan and I, we really keep each other in check, Jamie.
Yeah.
Alan's like a big brother that I can kind of push around and he pushes me right back.
Yeah. It's one of those love-hate deals. She loves to hate me.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Hate me.
Yeah. But congratulations on a year.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
you guys have been like, have now you and Tammy together been, Alan had a previous co-host who he couldn't stand him and then quit. So now he's had Tammy. Has it been almost a year for Tammy?
We don't count time. It all just seems like forever, doesn't it, Alan?
Exactly right.
Yeah. We've given up celebrating stuff.
You've heard the bloopers.
You know why that is, don't you, Jamie? It's because they come from a world where they lope. And lopes are so slow that everything
Glenn,
just slows
think
down.
We're going somewhere. No, we're going. We are against the clock, aren't we, Alan?
Exactly right. We're time defenders now. I mean, we're not into that slow stuff, which I do work a few things where they do that lope. And, I mean, I sit there and look and I say, God almighty, it'd take 2 days to check 10-foot of fence.
Yeah.
We're all about getting in and getting it done quick. I mean, with the barrel racers and the ropers and all that kind of stuff that I see all the time. And, of course, Tammy's against the clock. It's all about getting it done. We have to think fast now. I mean, you know, dressage, never mind. I'm not even going to get into all that.
No, I
can't even go there, Alan. Yeah, watch out.
Yeah.
Well, that's awful sweet of y'all to call, to call us
did
on the one-year anniversary. Glenn, did you give me anything?
We didn't have a cake. I didn't get
cake,
anything.
Flowers, good. Chocolate, champagne, anything, guys?
Pretty much nothing.
Oh,
wow.
I'll donate to some therapy for you, Glenn, because I know it's kind of tough. I mean, because you and I are at a distinct disadvantage because, I mean, we're the only personalities at Horse Radio Network that are guys.
That's true. We're part of the man nation. But I'll tell you what. We have a lot of male listeners who sympathize with us every day for doing these shows with our co-host.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Jamie?
They are crazy. Jamie, they are lucky that we allow them in this room, okay? I mean,
oh my.
You're blessed.
I can't say too much. I didn't think I'm much of a catch. I can't cook. I'm okay at cleaning. I can change your tire and clean your guns, though.
Well, and if we're ever getting bugged in the city, Tammy is the one you want beside your side, but only if she's armed.
Glenn, remember, as long as it's not a doc, because I'm scared of doc.
Yeah, just ask her brother. She tried to stab him.
It was an accident, Alan.
Yeah, right. That's your story. They're sticking to it.
One of those childhood things, you know.
Yeah, them Aussies are mean kids.
Well, that's why we're surrounded by water, Alan.
But I do have to ask Jamie this. I mean, since it's the anniversary, I mean, did you go get out the really nice-shaped hat and the skirt and the boots and all that kind of stuff that just didn't – I mean, it really looked good. I mean, you know, a little bit of bling's not bad, but I was really impressed with the hat she had on because some of the earlier pictures I'd seen posted was and even Glenn has a couple of good hats, but there was a couple of pictures to where Tammy, there it was they were kind of floppy hats.
I don't know about the hat, Tammy.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, just because you said you liked my outfit, I have gone the other way, and I am completely covered in shiny bling with a floppy hat. There you go.
And she's got the kitty belt and all that kind of good stuff, I guess.
I got one of those belts. I don't wear it much, though.
I'll tell you who's covered in bling. I had never seen anybody until the World Equestrian Games when Tammy showed up here in Lexington that had a cowboy hat with pistols all over it. You were covered
that
in bling.
That is the best cowboy hat ever. J.W. Brooks, he makes the best hats ever, Glenn. And you know what? Like, my pistol hat, that's not my work hat. My work hat has stars on it because I didn't think the pistols were appropriate.
I work in all my hats. I have to. Yeah.
But well, thank you so much, guys, for calling in. Of course, it's the Western Radio Show. You can find it all the fun over there at westernradioshow.com. I do enjoy listening to your show every week because I get to edit it, and they put little messages in for me sometimes, messages that we can't ever play on air, ever.
Some of the facts, man.
Yeah. If you play it backwards, you'll get the secret message in there for you. The devil is a lady. The devil is a lady. The devil is a lady.
We'll see you guys. Thank you so much. Bye. Have a good show.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You know, just when Alan and I thought I was starting to like him, then he has to call in. He has to rip on me a little bit, rip on my outfit. I thought the last time was an olive branch, but apparently not.
No,
apparently
not.
The big brother picking on continues. Although we will get him one day. He will be a co-host of mine if Glenn ever takes another day off.
Yeah, I need to do that soon. I'm kind of feeling like a day off. Hey, let's do this. Let's hear another voicemail. This is from a woman that I think has listened to every show. I think she's part of the Legacy Club. I think she's listened to everything on every show all the time. So let's listen to this, and then let's hear about Jennifer's exciting time with her second polo lesson last night.
Hi, this is Rhonda Crabtree calling from Brooklyn, Ontario. And I just wanted to wish you a happy anniversary for the
Come on, Rhonda.
Horses in the Morning show. So happy anniversary, Glenn, Jamie, and Jen. I've listened to every show, and they've all been fantastic. And here's to another fabulous year ahead. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Rhonda. We appreciate that. I do think she's part of the Legacy Club, along with another one of our listeners who we try and get on the air without her knowing it every once in a while because she calls in to listen. So let's see if Aubrey is there. Let's see if we can embarrass her. Aubrey, are you there?
She won't pick up.
She won't pick up.
Oh my God!
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hi
Aubrey.
Guys. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. You didn't think you were going to get through with this day without us talking to you, did you?
I don't know. I wasn't sure. It depended on how far I got away from my phone, I think. It was still on me at the moment. So.
Well, thank you so much, Aubrey. We love you calling in to listen because we see you there, and we know we at least have one listener.
Well, I love listening.
All right. Well, you keep listening, okay?
Will do.
All right. Thanks, Aubrey.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks, Aubrey. You know, Glenn, you cut me off. I didn't even get to talk to my sister. She and I have decided we're pretty much sisters from another mother. Because we're so much alike. But she's on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast. It's cool.
That's right.
Well, we may never meet. Maybe we'll meet.
All right, Jennifer, it's time to hear how your birthday polo lesson went. I got her this coupon. Actually, it was like a Groupon or something for a polo lesson a long time ago on her birthday, and she finally got to use it with a friend. So we want to hear all about it.
Set the stage. Fourth grade. Recess.
Okay. Hold up. We only have like 13 more minutes of the show.
Fourth grade recess. Picking teams for soccer. There's that one kid standing in line that doesn't get picked for soccer. He ends up on a team because he's the last one standing.
And that was you?
That was me.
Oh.
I was far the worst player there.
It couldn't have been that bad.
Oh, it was great fun. I had a blast. But I had something wrong with my steering gear, and I cannot blame Peaches. Peaches was my mount. He looks to be maybe of quarter horse heritage. And each time I would swing the mallet, he would swing his head. I had my mallet in my right hand. He would swing his head left. He was pretty sure I was going to whack him in the head, which I did not do. But I had something wrong with my steering because I'd get up close to the ball, and I'd watch the ball, and I'd go to hit it. And by the time I got to where my mallet could reach the ball, pretty much invariably, Peaches was kicking it with his front foot.
That's because his head was going left. Because he's flinching. How many times did you clock poor Peaches in the skull?
I did hit him in the shins once, though. Yeah.
And, I'm sure that they get hit in the shins more than once especially when they have rookies up there. Now you went out there with my tennis partner that I play tennis with all summer, Christina,
yeah.
who has pretty good hand-eye coordination. How did she do?
Well, thank you very much for setting me up with somebody who's really good and made me look suckier. Christina was rocking it, man. We scrimmaged at the very end, and so it was actually 3-2. I was on the three-man team because I was pretty much useless. So she actually, I don't know what you call it in polo, but she got the ball at one end of the arena, and she took it all the way to the other end for a goal. Full court press or whatever they call that. But she was
wow.
Awesome. She kicked butt.
Jennifer, so I want to know, I guess you've done this before, but I've never taken a polo lesson. So you get tagged up. And they just, like, hand you a horse and a mallet and just say, go hit it? I mean,
well,
are there rules?
This
drills?
Was pretty much, this is how Ed, our instructor, who's a sweet dude, this is his philosophy. I figured it out at the end. Because he basically did. The horses were pretty much packed up when we got there. And they said, here, you ride Peaches, and here's a mallet. Go have fun hitting the ball. They get you hooked first, and then they explain the rules. Because they get
okay.
you hooked to chasing the balls. Like, oh, this is fun. Chase the ball. Whack. Chase the ball. Whack. And there are no rules.
So
I was cutting people off. I was crashing into people. It was awful.
Okay, so it's kind of the direct opposite of my experience where the guy said my first lesson would be 3 hours of polo theory. So this was the more fun approach. Get on the horse and just start cracking skulls.
Yes. See, as we were leaving and the horses were untacked, Ed was very sure to take me aside and say to me, look me right in the eye and said, next time you come out, we will cover the rules.
Why waste our time with a Groupon purchaser when, maybe you just want to come out here and play?
Well, one of the people in the lesson, it was his fourth or fifth lesson, and he was pretty spot on. And at one point he said, well, dear Jen, do you want to take it, and they have a name for it when you start and you hit the ball to get the chukka started. And I just looked at him and I said, okay, but don't get more than 3 feet in front of me because that's as far as I can hit that ball. The ball must weigh 100 pounds. I don't know what they put in there.
Wow.
I told him he needs to use wiffle balls for people like us. Wiffle balls.
Yeah, wiffle balls and wiffle bats for the poor little horses. Well, good. I'm glad you had fun. I'm glad it was exciting. And congratulations and happy birthday, even though it was like 6 months ago.
It was fun.
All right. We have another caller on the line who you're going to be happy to hear from, Jamie and Jennifer, because she was also one of our first guests on the first episode and also a gold medalist in the name of Gina Miles. Hello, Gina. Good morning.
Good morning, all. It's so funny to hear the polo stories. I played a quarter of polo in college when I was at UCD.
And were you any better than Jennifer?
I sure don't think so. It's very. I remember my very first lesson, how much my forearm hurt, because she's right. You know, it's really, you know, really a lot of effort swinging that mallet around, but it was fun.
How are you doing, Gina? We haven't talked to you in a while.
I know, it's been a while. Well, it's a chilly morning here in California, and I am actually hooking up a horse trailer, and we're getting ready to head down to Galway Downs this weekend.
So jealous.
I know. Well, it's pretty exciting. There's a huge field, so, you know, only the second year that Robert's run that West Coast 3-star. So really, he's already built a huge, you know, a huge event over last year.
Well, I mean, this is like a pilgrimage for so many of the horses on the East Coast. People are even flying in to the West Coast. Are you riding, or are you just there in a coaching or promotion? What are you doing over there?
I have a spectacular 1-star horse competing, as well as several really nice novice horses. So I'm excited to be headed down there. And, yeah, it's what an unusual concept, people actually flying from the East Coast to the West Coast. I never really thought I'd live to see the day, but I think it's just a testament to what a good job Robert has done, and how he's made his event something that's worth flying to.
Yeah, without a doubt. Before we get to the 1-star horse, where are you based?
I just actually moved to a new barn in Templeton. So we were in Atascadero, California, which is halfway between San Francisco and L.A. So right on the central coast of California, San Luis Obispo. There's a college there in San Luis Obispo right in our area. And 2 weeks ago, because our lives weren't complicated and busy enough, we moved 16 of our horses to a new, brand-new facility that just opened up in Templeton.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you're a West Coast eventer. Yeah, you must be loving watching these horses fly in to Galway.
But because I remember my very first trip to Fair Hill would have been in 2001, and we flew back in, you know, we flew in for Fair Hill, and I think there was maybe two or three horses that flew in for Fair Hill that year, and there's usually a sprinkling, you know, of West Coast horses that would fly east for that. So this is quite the turn of events. And I really think what started it off was Becky Broussard, you know, at Rebecca Farm last year, sort of leading the charge with chartering a flight and getting some horses to get on an airplane and come west and make that first venture out of what is sort of the norm and the comfortable and the, you know, the usual routine. And, Becky, you know, really had a vision for bringing horses to Rebecca Farm. And I think that sort of led the way for this people willing to try something new and go ahead and come out.
I absolutely agree. Rebecca Farm kind of pioneered the idea. But you're going to be out there. You're going to be riding a 1-star. Do you have a bunch of students, too? And then also tell us about your 1-star horse.
Yeah, we have several horses from the barn going down into the 1-star. So we've got a nice big group going. I think we're taking 8 horses down and also helping Andrea Baxter. She's riding her own homebred horse in the 3-star down there, so she's really excited about that. And my 1-star horse is Sunsprite Patronus, and he is owned by actually some people, some breeders down there in Temecula that are big supporters of West Coast eventing. They've been supporting Galway Downs and Woodside eventing as well as the Copper Meadows. So they're sort of new to eventing, but they've been great supporters and getting in there with some sponsorship and promoting the events. And he's a Turkaner. He's imported from Germany. And I actually bought him from Darren Cha-Cha a couple of years ago. And, he's a little on the spooky side, but he's growing into his own, becoming a nice, brave cross-country horse.
See, only advanced riders would ride a spooky horse in a 1-star. Me, I feel like,
okay, well, here's the funny thing. He's not spooky cross-country.
Oh,
he doesn't ever
that.
Spook. I have no idea why, but he only is spooky in the show jumping. And he loves banks and ditches and water and everything. He never takes a peek at anything cross country.
And dressage, wow. He doesn't jump out of the ring?
No, he does look sideways sometimes at the flower boxes, but that's usually it.
Wait till he gets the Rolex. where the cameras and all that stuff. He'll be like gone. He'll be in Ohio before you know it.
Because he will be so thrilled that everybody's watching him, because he's pretty sure that his role in life is to be a male model. So I'm pretty sure that as long as everybody's looking at him, he'll be pretty happy.
Gina, we wish you the best of luck when you guys head to Galway, because I know my barn is going there on Wednesday, tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, we're packing up right now and heading down.
Wow.
Hitting the road. In fact, I think the first time that I called in on this show, we were in the car driving down to Galway, so it's kind of fitting.
I think you were, too. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. Well, good luck.
Well, thank you.
Good luck. We'll follow you and hopefully talk to you after the event, see how it went, and enjoy that beautiful facility Galway Downs.
I certainly will. And the sunshine. It's supposed to be, I think, 80 degrees today, so we're excited about that.
Oh, good luck.
All right, I hate you for that,
Gina.
Just hate you for that.
I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, I know.
I was in Mormon Park doing a pony clip test 2 weeks ago, and I was like, it's 85 in California right now.
All right, see you, Gina. Have fun.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, what a fun day.
How pissed I am I'm not going to Galway right now. And it was all of our listeners that told me not to go. They said, you have to go to your grandmother-in-law's 90th birthday party as opposed to go to Galway Downs. So now that Gina's there and the whole – you know, there's a waiting list, like 50 deep to go in the novice division. I mean, come on.
You wouldn't have made it anyway. You'd have been on the waiting list, and then you'd have missed the party and the show, and you would have felt bad about both.
God, why do you have to be right all the time? Or at least this one time.
I was so hoping she wouldn't. As soon as I heard she was on the line, I was going, I hope she doesn't mention Galway.
Yeah, these listeners of ours, thank you very much, everybody. Susan Nelson said, congratulations and thanks for expanding the horse world for me. And then I love this because she said, at first I was worried Jamie wouldn't be able to get in a word edgewise. But she more than holds her own. My favorite from the first year.
Hey, wait a minute here. That's a slam on me. I just figured that out.
Love you, Susan. And she said, but from your resident know-it-all, Susan in Tennessee, because when I screw up or you screw up, she corrects this on Facebook. And she said, after that, she did say, I told you I was right about the coyote. Yeah, Glenn, when he thought he saw a giant wolf in his neighborhood, Susan's like, probably a coyote, moron.
I don't think she said moron, but she was thinking it, I'm sure.
Oh, she didn't say that. Okay, yeah, we were all thinking it.
Thank you so much. There's so many comments on Facebook. We really do appreciate it. Jamie, the cake will be in the mail for next year, for the second anniversary, because that's probably...
Okay.
This has been fun. I so have enjoyed, you know, you had the top of the show. I'll take the bottom of the show. I have so enjoyed working with you over the past year. We found Jamie. It is so appropriate when you think about it, Jamie, that we do so much on Facebook and we communicate with our listeners there, because that's how we found you. We found you on Facebook. We just put a little ad up there. I think it was probably on the Eventing Show. And you found us through that ad on Facebook. So it's so appropriate that we spend so much time on Facebook, because that's where you came from, and that's how we met you in the first place. And I have thoroughly enjoyed working with you over the last year. And, yes, you are probably one of the very few, you and Helena, and now Wendy, who can get a word in edgewise. So I found the right ones, I guess.
Well, thank you, likewise. And I appreciate the opportunity. And, I didn't know that they could actually do jobs for people that, you know, that they would have a job that I was born to do. And I really feel like the 10 years of radio I did before this and the lifetime of horses has definitely, you know, prepared me for this gig. And happy one-year anniversary, my friend. It's awesome.
Yeah, happy anniversary to you and to Jennifer, because this show, as we've said before, would not be here every day with the guests that we get, the terrific guests that we get, without my lovely wife, Jennifer. So this is for both of you. That's for both of you.
I love it.
All right, and this is for This is for Susan, who obviously slammed me in that last That's for Susan, because she's always right.
Well, and we have to finish the show out with the song. So I think we say our goodbyes, and then we got to play the Templeton song, right?
You want to play Girls and Horses, your favorite?
Yay!
You get two favorite songs in one show?
It's a good show. It's a good show. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening, sticking with us for 1 year, and we hope you'll be here for many more. And everybody, please remember to spay, neuter, and geld.
And we'll see you
at Peeler.
Well, she talks about them, dreams about them, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have him, being lost without him. You can see it in